This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today, we're talking with Dr. Andrew Morgan, founder and director of The Penguin Project. Andrew is here to tell us more about their upcoming production of Crazy for You, opening tonight at Eastlight Theater. Andrew, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Now, you created The Penguin Project about 13 years ago now as an artistic outlet for children with disabilities. As you've had kids come up through the program, how have you seen them develop and change over the years?
Well, I think as expected, they have improved dramatically in terms of their socialization, their communication skills, their self-esteem. They've grown as actors and actresses, but more importantly, they've grown as people. Many of these children had no friends, no social network. The Penguin Project has provided that network for them and for their parents. So everyone gets involved socially. They go out together. They do things together well beyond what we see happening on stage.
We should also note here that in addition to having a theatrical background, you're also a developmental pediatrician. And it seems like every year I see articles about how engagement in the arts changes and improves the function of the brain. So are the primary benefits of the Penguin Project, you know, the social skills that are learned, or are there specific cognitive neurological benefits to children who participate in the arts?
That's really hard to sort out because so much of that is interconnected. I think what we see in terms of what the children tell us is that it is primarily for them their primary social network. We do see tremendous changes in their school performance as told to us by teachers. So whether that is actual cognitive improvement or whether that's simply that they're now more engaged and more outgoing and offering more in class, I really don't know. But there's no question that it does improve their classroom performance and it improves everything that they do in terms of their cognitive function.
Let's talk a little bit about the show you've selected for this year, Crazy for You. Anyone who's seen the show loves it, but there might be people in the community that aren't aware of it. Can you give us a background to the show?
Crazy for You is a musical that is set in the 30s and 40s, somewhere in that era. The story is a very basic but fun one. It's about a young man who is a banker in New York City but wants to be a dancer. His mother is insistent on him becoming a banker and sends him to this little town in the West to foreclose on a property. The property happens to be a former theater. There he meets the owner of the property, a young lady, of course, falls in love with her immediately. When she finds out who he is and that he's there to foreclose on the property, she will have nothing to do with him. So in order to win her over, what he does is impersonate a New York producer and brings his friends to Nevada in order to put on a show. So it's one of those Mickey Rooney sorts of things where they are going to go ahead and put on a show. And that really is the premise of the story. Of course, it's boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy finds girl, boy wins girl, boy loses girl. And of course, in the end, everything ends happily and they are together. It is a beautiful story. It's great dialogue. It really is very clever. But most important, the songs and the music are just fabulous. It's George Gershwin, Embraceable You, I Got Rhythm, Someone to Watch Over Me. Beautiful ballads, wonderful toe-tapping numbers. The kids are just having a ball with this one. And we're really excited that we're introducing them to classics and classic musicians and classic theater. This is certainly classic theater, although it may not be well-known theater. I think that anyone who comes out is going to be just overwhelmed with what they see, not only with the children, but also the story and the way everything unfolds.
And I think we should note that Crazy for You is a musical whose story was specifically created around a collection of George Gershwin's greatest hits. So from the standpoint of an audience member, every number is one that you know and recognize and enjoy. And that also applies to the performers as well. This is kind of a chance to sing through all of the great pieces in the Gershwin catalog.
And that's exactly right. And you can see these songs appearing periodically in other Gershwin-type reviews. I think this was probably not the first one, but probably the first modern one where they took all of his great songs, it's Gershwin's greatest hits, strung them together into a plot to create this musical. And it was very successful on Broadway, wonderful show on Broadway. And we've done it twice here in Peoria. I've directed it twice. Jen was in one of them.
Now, with the show itself, too, it's a fabulous vehicle for choreography It has amazing harmonies, and it also requires quite a bit of comedic timing in the delivery of some of the lines. Can you talk about how the kids have risen to the challenge?
Well, you're absolutely correct. There is an awful lot of timing in terms of the way the dialogue is presented. The kids always are very good at following directions and following my lead in terms of what I tell them. Sometimes they get the timing in terms they understand exactly what we're trying to accomplish. Sometimes they just follow directions. But the bottom line is they deliver the lines really, really well. And it comes across just as if they were seasoned adult performers. And I think you will be amazed to see how well they fit into these nuances.
Now, you and I and Jen, we've all performed musicals in the past. And I think we all sort of know what the rehearsal and production process for a show like this would be. How do you modify the casting process, the rehearsal process, to accommodate the needs of your performers? Do you have a longer process? Are your rehearsals a little bit shorter? What tweaks do you make to that process to make it work for the participants?
Well, you've actually hit it right on the head. We do both. The first thing we do is have a longer rehearsal period. So the rehearsal period lasts 4 months. That's not just to give us more rehearsal time. But one of our key things is to create that social network, the interrelationships between the children, the mentors, and the artists. Because we have children with disabilities partnered with young people who are typically developing. In order for those relationships to evolve, you need to have a longitudinal factor here. But we also recognize that because these are young people who have disabilities, their attention spans are not quite as long as you would like them to be. And so we shorten our rehearsal period as well. Our rehearsals last an hour and 15 minutes. That's it. Until we get toward the end, where, of course, we have to extend them. I will periodically try to push the envelope, and every time I push the envelope, it never works. We found out that an hour and 15 minutes is perfect. Sometimes we get away with an hour and 20, but never past that. As soon as we hit that thing, everybody falls apart, including myself. And so we've learned that's it. So we have a longer rehearsal period, shorter rehearsals, and we also make sure that we're accommodating for kids who may get overwhelmed. So we already are prepared for children who may be overwhelmed with the process because we're talking about 80 children involved in the process. It can get very noisy, very chaotic. And so we want to make sure that we're ready to deal with any child that has some kind of a meltdown. And the truth is, things go very, very well. We have occasional meltdowns, but we know how to handle them. And the children kind of time themselves out. They go in the hall, they calm down, and then they come right back in again.
Last year when we spoke, you talked a little bit about the expansion of the Penguin Project nationally. Can you give us an update on that?
Well, things have grown dramatically this last year. We now have 17 replication programs in 11 states around the country. A lot of growth has happened in the last 6 months. We've taken on 7 new programs over the course of the last 6 months, which means I'm going to be on the road a lot over the course of the next 8-10 months, going to different places, helping them set up their infrastructure. We provide guidance with respect to the process. We don't provide creative advice unless we're asked. Theater people are a bit on the touchy side, and I learned from experience that you don't want to infringe upon that creative aspect. So what we do now is we say, look, we're here if you want help, if you want our choreography, you want some blocking assistance, I'm here to help you. But my main focus is to make sure that the relationships are developing properly between the children, the artists and the mentors, and the parents and the staff, so that everybody is kind of working smoothly to create what we hope is going to be the same magic that was created here. And in fact, every place we've gone, that's been consistent. The parents are overwhelmed with joy in terms of what they see their children doing, and the kids themselves are just having a ball. So we see that happen every place we go because we follow the formula that we know works.
And because this is something that you've been engaged in for 13 years, you now also have alumni of those early productions who have aged out of the Penguin Project, and you have sort of a postgraduate project at ICC for some of your alumni.
Well, we felt really terrible because in order to continue to have people coming into the program, we had to put a limit. And we set the limit at 22, age 22, and I felt terrible because they would be involved. They would be excited. And then all of a sudden, nothing. We really didn't know where to go until ICC approached us. We kind of put our heads together. We tried a standard show that was reasonably successful, but not what we wanted. And so this year, we're doing something very different. We're going to be doing a program at ICC over the summer where the production will be the first week of August. It's going to be called Once Upon a Penguin, and it's the story of the Penguin Project in music. We're going to be using our songs and dances from all of our shows. And the extra added attraction is going to be each of the young people will have a speech coach from ICC to help them develop a vignette or a monologue. And those monologues will be interspersed. So they'll tell their story about themselves and about their involvement in the Penguin Project, interspersed with all the fun songs and dances.
Obviously, you've now been involved with the Penguin Project for 13 years or more, and we've talked about the benefits that it has for the performers, but how has it changed you? What keeps bringing you back year after year? Where does your energy for this come from?
My energy comes from the children and the kids and the families. To be a catalyst for so many wonderful things to happen is very satisfying. And so for me, that's a tremendous joy. But the big joy is just watching the children, being there with them night after night. They're very unpredictable. They do incredible things in terms of what we see happening on stage. But they're also very open and honest, and you get some interesting comments. We find that the parents themselves get overwhelmed, and I mean overwhelmed in a positive way, with the kinds of things that they see. And I think that that's really changed me watching those parents. I don't think before I started I realized how isolated the families I worked with are. That's really become very prominent in my head now. That's really changed my approach to the way I practice and what I see happening in my own in this program. I think that we have to be aware that it's not just the children that are isolated because of a lack of opportunity, but it's their entire families that are isolated. These are parents that don't have a chance to watch their kids in choir. They don't have a chance to watch their kids in Little League. They don't have the chance to watch their kids do much of anything because the opportunities just aren't there. So our foundation is really dedicated to providing opportunities within the community for children with disabilities to be able to participate alongside of their typically developing peers. We have focused on theater as our venue, but we recognize that sports can be that same venue. We have a camp that provides that venue, and we're looking always to expand that horizon to try to make things more acceptable so that these opportunities are there. I've always said that what this is about is opportunity and support. One of our replication leaders has a great saying. He says, Penguin Project is really social change masquerading as theater. And it is. It's a very true statement. What we see happening is so much more than simply a theater production. It really does change lives. And although that's often a cliche, in this circumstance, it really does. We started to do surveys of families and kids after the productions to get a sense of what has changed in their lives. This has been done with the assistance of a professor from Northern Illinois University in DeKalb, where one of our replications resides. And now we're getting objective data that says the changes are really dramatic, both in the parents and in the children, in terms of their comfort level being around other people, their self-confidence, their ability to interact in school more effectively, and their ability to interact socially more effectively.
We've been talking with Andrew Morgan about the Penguin Project and their production of Crazy for You. Performances are tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday in the auditorium of East Peoria High School. Andrew, thank you for being with us, and break a leg.
Thank you very much.
Also this weekend, the Heritage Ensemble presents The Dream Continues, a choral celebration to the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The performance takes place Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. at the ICC Performing Arts Center. For more information, you can visit icc.edu/arts.
And Cornstalk Theater is opening its new production this weekend. It's a selection of 3 one-act plays featuring 3 different directors and casts. And I should probably disclose that I am performing in one of those plays. The performances are tonight, tomorrow night, and next week, Thursday through Sunday.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.